Well, recently we had our annual luncheon for 97.9 The Kill, recognizing all of the hometown heroes that we had recognized over the course of 2023. The Blue Hill Event Center recently hosted us for that hometown heroes luncheon. They are just around the corner from us on Elliott Road. They are hosts of Extraordinary Ventures, which is a fantastic space and organization that does incredible services in our community, and we're going to talk about some of those with Lisa Cayley, who heads up Extraordinary Ventures. ExtraordinaryVentures.org is the website.
Yes, that is our website.
Good morning. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me.
It's one of those things that's like extraordinaryventures.org is the website, right?
Yes. I know. Yes, I feel like this is a test.
Yeah. I have had it occasionally where I've had someone on the air, and sometimes it's live. It's like, okay, so your website is, and they're like, I have no idea.
It's true.
I'm Googling it over here. Yeah. How are you? Thanks for being here today.
I am fantastic. It's April Autism Awareness Month.
Yes.
So this is one of our months to shine, and we love to get out and talk about what we do.
And you do so much. So what's the elevator speech? Like, how do you describe all the work you do at Extraordinary
Ventures? Basically, we run 6 different businesses out of our location on Elliott, and with our mission of showing that all people are employable, and we focus on creating employment opportunities for adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities such as autism.
What do you do specifically for, like, this month being Autism Awareness Month?
Well, you know, we just try to get out as much as possible, but we also have a great event this month, which is our Spring Inclusive Gift Market, and that's going to be taking place on Saturday, April 13th, which is tomorrow.
Yep.
And we will have in the Blue Hill Event Center about 15 to 18 different vendors that either employ or are run by adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And I cannot recommend it enough. It's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and it's super fun. And Mother's Day is coming up.
This is true. Graduation's coming up. Father's Day is coming up.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So get some gifts with some real meaning and attend a super fun gift market.
It's also just really inspiring and enlightening for how many businesses there are just in this community that are run by folks with developmental disabilities. What are some of them?
Oh, some of them, well, obviously B3 Coffee,
yep.
You can see in the library.
They always come and they are
fantastic. Some other ones are Creature Comforts that actually sells a lot of different cards and things in the area that you'll see. There's Chocolate Innovations comes by, Moonstruck Chocolates. It is absolutely amazing how many different businesses in our community are really focused on inclusive employment.
And that's going to be tomorrow, Saturday the 13th from 10 to 1 at the Blue Hill Event Center, which is on Elliott Road, like right across the street from the Village
Whole Foods.
Just across the street from Whole Foods.
Yeah, we all know where it is.
Yeah, there you go. Speaking with everyone, everything has so many different names.
Yeah.
Village Plaza, right? Technically, is that the name of it? Yeah, Whole Foods. Speaking with Lisa Cayley, extraordinaryventures.org is the website. Talking about Extraordinary Ventures and the work that they do. And you mentioned 6 different businesses, but one of them is Extraordinary Laundry, right?
Yes. Extraordinary Laundry is actually one of our favorite businesses in terms of generating employment. A lot of people don't realize that under the Blue Hill Event Center, there is another level from which we run several of our businesses, and we have a lot of washing machines and dryers down there.
I've been down there. It's super impressive.
It's kind of cool. It's our stealth little area. But yeah, we have about 70 customers. We do residential laundry. We do laundry for UNC students, and we do some commercial laundry as well. And it's a pickup and delivery service. So we pick it up from your porch. We bring it to our location. We wash it. We dry it and we fold it. And then we bring it back to you in perfect condition. And yeah, it's a really great in terms of generating employment, particularly for those people who may not be so social. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a lot of employees who, you know, coffee shops are really popular, but not everybody wants to work in a coffee shop.
Yep.
And laundry is a really good opportunity for a lot of people who, for example, are nonverbal. Mm-hmm. And they do a fantastic job. I am always super impressed.
And a lot of folks just don't like doing laundry. So this is perfect, right? Yeah.
Yeah. It's a match made in heaven.
There you go.
I had a wonderful customer walk up to me at a conference the other day and she said, "This is the best thing ever. I hate laundry and I actually feel fantastic when I pack it all into a bag because I know I'm doing something good. At the same time, I'm avoiding this task that I really don't want to do."
Win-win all around. Do you work with businesses on that too, like hotels, things like that?
Not so much because we actually are not really set up for big commercial
laundry.
So really
focusing on individuals.
But
then.
No, residential is actually our best because it's laundry that our employees really enjoy doing. And I think it's the most valued too in terms of, you know, who really wants to sit there and fold their own laundry.
Yep. We were talking earlier about like the little things that we can do to make a difference. Like you do that for one person, like one resident, like that changes their whole week.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, it frees up a lot of time for people. And, you know, I can't stress how important employment is for people. And it's not even just monetary. It's really just, you know, on our website, we talk about it, too. We're creating purpose, you know. And I just want to say I was shocked myself to see that the unemployment rate in North Carolina right now is 3.5%. Mm. And for adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities, it's 79%.
Yep.
And being unemployed is not fun.
Yeah.
You know, so this is a major thing for our employees to get to come to work, be part of the community, be contributing, be respected. And I can't tell you how much I love my job.
How many folks work for the laundry service?
Oh, gosh, we have probably about 15 to 20.
Nice.
And, you know, there's people who do pickup and delivery. There's people who do folding. There's people who run the machines. So there's all sorts of different jobs related to the laundry.
And that's just the laundry service on top of the five other businesses and all of the work you do to promote employment just in the community in general.
Exactly. So. And we have about 50 employees overall. So the cool thing is some of our laundry workers will shift to other jobs that we have too, depending on where the need is at that moment. So yeah, it's great.
Speaking again with Lisa Cayley, again, Extraordinary Ventures is the business there in the Blue Hill Event Center right around the corner from us on Elliott Road. Extraordinaryventures.org is the website. Check them out in person or online and find out about all of the amazing work they do. What else should folks know about you or anything else that's coming up?
Well, we're really excited. Our gift business is really taking off as well. Since we mentioned Whole Foods, I'll say you can always buy our candles at Whole Foods.
Yep.
So anytime you want to stop there, they're carrying us in every store in North Carolina now, which is fantastic. And we will be at several pop-up sales in the area coming up. So take a look out for us. We're really excited to be growing that local handmade candle business.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Again, extraordinaryventures.org, the website. Go there and find out more. It's Autism Awareness Month, so focus on them all through the month of April. And don't forget the Spring Inclusive Gift Market. That's going to be tomorrow, Saturday the 13th, from 10 to 1 at the Blue Hill Event Center on Elliott Road across from Whole Foods. Check it out. Lisa Cayley, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.